Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS na ta dan petek 1. aprila 2016 in upam, da uživate o poslušanju. Gospod Andrew Potočnik je član druge generacije avstralskih slovencev, ki živi v Melbourneu in izdeluje umetnine iz lesa. Več o svojem umetniškem delu bo nam sam povedal Andrew in to v angleščini in slovenščini. Andrew, dobar dan in lepo pozdravljeni na današnji slovenski oddaji Radio SBS.
Yeah, dobar dan, Lenti.
Andrew, tell us about your work as a woodturner and what got you interested in this very specific art?
That's an interesting question because I became interested in wood. Well, actually, I'm not sure if I actually became interested in it. I just found that it was something that I was comfortable with. Even as a child, whenever I needed to make something or tried to make something, wood seemed to be the thing that I gravitated to. And I just always felt comfortable working with it. And then as I continued on with my schooling, I did woodwork as a subject. And then when I finished secondary school, I wanted to do a course of some sort of that allowed me to work with wood artistically or creatively rather than doing a trade. And it ended up being that the only course that really suited what I wanted to do was one that was a teacher training course. And that's where I was able to explore my own interest or curiosity in what could be created from wood. And also eventually led me to becoming a teacher.
You mentioned a particular teacher at your high school really influenced you with regards to getting interested in using wood as a medium for your creativity.
Yes, that's correct. He was one of those people who was not of trade background, which was what most woodwork teachers at the time were. And he was actually a ceramicist to begin with. And he just encouraged us to look at wood from a different perspective, and that was to appreciate wood for what it was rather than just thinking, okay, this is what I need to make. I need to grab a piece of wood and make it. So he encouraged us to use recycled material and look beyond the parameters of what was generally considered the sort of material that you would use.
Andrew, having read through your extensive CV, you've been very involved in many exhibitions over the years, both here in Australia and overseas, and you're currently involved in an exhibition here in Melbourne. Please tell us more about this.
I have been exhibiting for a long time, and the major market for creative woodwork is over in America. And there have been a number of collectors who have been very generous in the way that they've supported wood turning and what's now considered to be wood art. And so, yeah, my work has travelled over to America on a number of occasions. But the other exhibition that you're referring to is one here in Ivanhoe, which winds up tomorrow on Saturday. And it's called Create from a Crate. And it was inspired by a gentleman by the name of Ward Petherbridge, who runs a recycling business in Dandenong. And he recycles materials as much as he can, but he also has access to pallets or transportation pallets. And unfortunately, these particular transportation pallets come from America, and their configuration doesn't suit Australian regulations, so therefore they don't get reused. So they get pulped into garden compost. And currently he produces enough compost to fill the MCG 1.5 times per year. And he couldn't bear to see all this wood go to waste. So he approached the Victorian Woodworking Association with the concept of running an exhibition called Create from a Crate. And each entrant gets two pallets and dismantles them and does whatever they can with the wood that they find inside the pallets. Yeah, so it's a case of having to adapt your work to the material or looking at the material and trying to extract ideas from what you have in front of you.
Describe the art of wood turning, Andrew.
Ah, wood turning. In its basic essence, it is simply the equivalent of putting a piece of wood onto a machine that spins it around in a circular motion. And by bringing tools similar to carving gouges and carving tools into contact with the wood, you create shapes. So you can create long cylindrical shapes, such as balustrades or rolling pins, or you can create circular items such as bowls or lids containers. But if you take that idea further and use the lathe in a creative manner, you can come up with so many different things, and you're really just limited by your imagination. And there are amazing varieties of objects that are made on the lathe these days.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Andrewem Potočnikom, ki je član druge generacije avstralskih Slovencev, živi v Melbourneu in izdeluje umetnine iz lesa. I'm speaking to Mr. Andrew Potočnik, a second generation Australian Slovenian living in Melbourne, who is an educator and an artist specializing in wood turning. Andrew, as a teacher and educator, how do you impart your knowledge and skills onto the next generation, especially considering that this particular form of art isn't something that many young people would necessarily look at pursuing?
You'd be surprised at how many people or how many students there are who really do enjoy making things. And it wasn't until not so long ago that one of my students or former students who was in a senior year level came into my class one day and said, "Now, do you know that I still have that first thing that I made when I did woodwork?" And I said to the person, I said, "Do you realise that it's not often that people remember the first time they solved a mathematical equation or wrote their first essay, but they remember the first thing they made in a prac subject?"
And, very true, yes.
Yes, and I still have the things I made when I was at high school, and that's going back a few years now. So students do still enjoy making things, but it's also a case of, in my particular situation, I teach them a concept and then I encourage them to explore the concept to create something that is of relevance to them. So I can teach them the concept of making a box without actually using joints, but making it out of a thick piece of wood and cutting the inside of the box out and then shaping the outside. But it's then up to them to apply that technique to something that's of interest to them. It could be their sport or it could be a hobby of some sort. So my approach to teaching is that I always try and encourage students to explore things in their own way, and hence I end up working mighty hard trying to help them convert their ideas into reality.
Changing the topic just a bit here, Andrew, you're obviously born here, second generation Slovenian, and proud of your background. How come?
Well, we only speak Slovenian at home. I only speak Slovenian with my siblings unless we're in an environment where other people who don't speak Slovenian are present. And so it's hard to elaborate whether it's my first or second language. I even often think to myself, well, do I think in Slovenian or in English? And I've come to the conclusion that it depends on what it is that I'm thinking about. But it's also interesting that whenever I introduced myself to students, I would explain to them how my family name is pronounced, and that in my parents' homeland, the C has a little V above it, which changes it from a T to a CH. And then I asked the students, do they know which country that name might come from? And I'm yet to find a student who identified it as Slovenia. But nevertheless, I explained to them, yes, my parents came from Slovenia. They came here many years ago. And then whenever I find a student or have found a student who has Slovenian heritage, I like to tease them a little bit because not many of them have any clue of any Slovenian words. And so when I pass them something, a piece of wood, I say, and you know what this is called? Les. And more specifically, smrekov les. And then, and various other things. And it's just my little subtle way of teaching them Slovenian as well. And then they go home and tell their grandparents, who are chuffed to find out that their grandchildren are learning a bit of Slovenian in an English-speaking school.
And which part of Slovenia are your parents from?
Gorenska, from Jesenice.
I've heard through a number of sources that your spoken Slovenian is outstanding. What would you like to share with our listeners about your work as a wood turner and as an artist and an educator in Slovenian for us now?
Yeah, yes, as you know, it's all quite a mess. I mean, not only is it a brought to smear, but my list may pretend no double nega. In stano se učim in nadaljujem svojim delom. Som žiadosť na pákna riedujenskú, čo som sa naučil mnogo stvari, in sreči imam možnost, da lahko to delam in bi rad še videl, kaj bom se naprej razvil iz tega dela. In poskušam drugem pokazati, naprimer kot učitelj svojim učencem, ampak tudi pišem za tri revije, eno v Avstraliji, eno v Angliji in eno v Ameriki. In to je tudi en način učenja, zato ker doskrat niti ne vem, kdo čita te članke, ampak kje pa sem pa dobim malo nazaj od kakšne ideje ali pa da mi ljudje javijo, da se mi je to padel članek ali pa da so mojo idejo vzeli pa nekaj drugega naredili iz tega.
Mr. Andrew Potočnik, thank you so much for speaking to us today here on SBS Radio on the Slovenian program, and we wish you all the very best in your future endeavors as an artist and a woodturner. Gospod Andrew Potočnik, res najlepša hvala da ste se nam tukaj pridružili na Radio SBS na slovenski oddaji in želimo tudi vam seveda veliko uspeha pri vašem nadaljem delu kot umetnik. Hvala lepa še enkrat za današnji pogovor.
Najlepša hvala tebi tudi, Lenti. Se drugič slišmo še. Tudi lepo pozdravljam vse poslušalce radija SBS in tudi moja mamica bo poslušala program.